Yama, everyone. Welcome to another episode of A Near Death Experience. Now tonight I have a man who's quite happy. He's the manipulator of the muscle groups.
Oh.
The exposure of the pressure points. And the dislocator of body parts. And just wants that little bit of tender love and care. His name is Happy Kai.
That's me. That's me. That's me.
We've also got the sadistic spirit.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Jahari getting a rub and tug.
Yeah.
And murderous mayhem. Oh, how we going? How we going? It's a little one. Make his head. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. I'm going to, if you don't mind me, Jahari, if you would like me, I call this one the Shait Simi.
Yes.
And I'm going to, it's going to trigger some, a bit of shock in some of your pressure points, if you don't mind me. It just goes over here.
Oh! Oh! What the fuck?
How do you feel?
Oh, yeah. Fucking wonderful.
You see yourself?
Oh!
Did you see your pants?
What?
I tell you, it works like...
Oh!
It works every time.
What the fuck?
That stinks.
I think I shit myself.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck was that?
I have to get another towel, but... I picked the right towel, right colored towel for situations like this. White.
Are you going to sip
them
later?
I guess so. If you want to, I think we're basically done here.
Oh, thank God.
How do you feel, man? You feel good? Let's go.
Yes. What the fuck?
It works every time, you know what I mean? I got like a 2-star review for my services the other day, but 2 stars better than 1 star. That's what I say.
How is this stuff?
Look, it's been pretty hard after the pandemic. Inflation doesn't help, and I'm like thinking, like, where can I take my skills and my passion for touching other men and other people? You know, it's not just men, but most men come to me for my services. And,
you specialize in men.
Yeah, and yeah. What else can I do? Where else can I do that then in the ring? And I'm thinking, like, it just goes hand in hand. Like, I know all the pressure points. I know what muscle groups can do what.
Wrestlers are tight.
Yeah, absolutely. And they help. I help them. They help me. And then I can put my business on the map, and you know, it gets more exposure to what I do. You know what I mean?
I agree. Mm-hmm. It's good. I'm glad that you have found your passion.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and true to
look,
you.
Look, I'm putting smiles on people's face. I'm making them happy. It's in the name.
Look at Jahari. He's smiling. Look. Smile, Jahari.
Look.
Smile!
Look at that.
There you go.
If you want, I can give you another one.
Nope.
This is my specialty. I'm telling you.
Look at that. Keep that fucking thing away from me, by the way.
No. Well, I'm telling you. This is what people come to see. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? This is the happy ending.
You can stay on set if you promise not to do that again.
It's got to be bigger than that to give me a happy ending.
Come on. Look, it might not look like much. I know that you might not feel it, but I know I do. Look, at the end of the day, everybody, it's nighttime. So, you know what I mean? Like, look. It doesn't really work on me. You know?
Why?
Because you have to have the touch. You have to have the passionate, tender love and care. Like if you want, I can. It's like, you know, right. Look. I've already done it once. You know, it's like you can only. It's like lightning. You know, it only strikes one place. You know,
once.
You know, you can't come in the same place twice. I mean, if you really try, but
I'm sure you could.
Have you ever touched yourself?
Look.
Not yourself.
You give yourself the old.
Look, I wouldn't want to go there, you know? Like, it takes a lot of skills to get to where I'm at now. And yeah, it's just, look, I've never really touched myself that way. Maybe in other places, but, you know.
Heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Happy. Have you ever had a ring?
No. I'm a good Christian boy. I just fall into this line of work. Look, it wasn't my first choice, but...
Very, very Christian.
What was the first choice? What was the first choice?
I don't want to go there.
I thought you said nothing was off limits.
Yeah. Look right down the barrel and tell them what the first choice was.
Look, I wanted to get into the film industry. And there was a lot of avenues I could have gone down. And, you
picked Fluffer.
It's just... have you ever heard of... A cut fluff?
No, I haven't. And I don't think they have either. I think they have, but them specifically. Let them know what a...
Smack it down the barrel.
So, like, imagine...
Eye contact.
So, you know, in a certain film industry, there is a...
The most
popular. You have the man who falls in love, or not really fall in love. It's when a man loves a woman, but they don't really fall in love. It's the action that they do, and turns out that the woman isn't in love with that man. She's actually, in fact, in love with someone else, but she just happens to do the act with that man. But in order to do this filming process, the man needs to stay a little bit. How do I say this? In Spanish, duro, which means hard. And in order to stay duro, he's got to have an assistant to keep him stimulated. And that's what we call the cup fluff. I'm not saying that was my choice of... It was my first role into the industry. And I was really good at it. I was really good at fluffing the cuck. And look, everybody starts from somewhere, you know?
I get it, man.
It kind of reminds me of the feet philosophy.
Tell me
so
more.
So when I was getting into becoming a masseuse, we learn about what the feet is and the importance of feet. That's why every time a masseuse touches you, every time they do their process of getting you feeling a little bit happy, we start with the feet. Because the feet is the foundation of your body. It's the first thing that touches the ground. And that's why our ancestors didn't wear shoes.
Yes.
They had feet. They used their feet. Hey, feet is funny. All right, let's you know.
Do you think feet are what?
Look, I've got an OnlyFans.
Link in the description, baby. Plug that shit.
I've got an OnlyFans.
This fucking guy is going to be all up in my feet tonight.
Look, there's a lot of content on there. Feet and nudes. And when I say nudes, it's N-O-O-D.
Z?
Yes. It's got to be a little bit family friendly, okay? It's enough content for the family to enjoy.
By family friendly, does your brother star in it too?
Look. It's as long as it doesn't involve any bodily fluids. All right, you know what I mean? Touching isn't
family.
It's like
your brother just said feet runs in the family.
Yeah, I mean that's what your feet does. Yeah. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're wrong. I mean, you're right. No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Feet do run.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh my God.
That's what they said in history.
Page 237, look it up. Don't cancel us. We just got a jail.
What kind of drawing board, everybody?
Name the duck.
Is it a duck or is it a bill?
It's a duck. Banana duck.
Banana duck. All right, we're going to call him Benny Bill.
Benny Bill Banana Duck.
Benny Bill Banana Duck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're only allowed to fairy clap on the podcast. Oh,
well, if he does that, can they actually touch? It's like two magnets.
I don't know. It's like let's try. No, I don't think.
Create a black hole.
I think it's like
magic.
Yeah, I just don't think it can be done. I think if I do this, it's gonna cause like a dimensional war. If you know what I mean.
I get it, man.
And it's like. I don't know, it's just crazy. I can't even explain it. It's just something that you have, like, you go to the island of the masseuse, right? You have to go to... Look, you guys might think I'm joking, right? But it's in the small islands of Vietnam. You guys might not... You guys might think I'm joking, but how do you think... In Vietnam, there was the north side and there was the south side. We didn't go into war, but the central Vietnam didn't touch at all because we had an army of masseuse. I'm telling you. And then within the forest. Oh, what did they wear? More white.
You're looking
white and gold.
White and
gold.
White and gold.
What do you think? This is why are these?
So you're like a warrior in this suit.
Damn right I am.
It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, all the sides in Vietnam, they all have to use all these guerrilla warfare. Nah, we have to use our fingers. We have to use our fields. You know, our feelings of making the enemy come.
With just two fingers.
Two fingers. Where do you think the chopstick came from?
Oh,
wow. Did you poke out their eye?
Wow. You heard it here first. The chopstick was invented by Vietnamese massage warriors. Warriors, not therapists. You racist.
People think Thailand created the those happy ending massage parlors, but it's actually in the central Vietnam. Tell me, it's true.
The central jungles of Vietnam.
The central forests of Vietnam. Exactly. If you, it's not on the map because it's places that no one has ever gone.
Wow.
Can
we go? It's
too thick.
Yeah. Absolutely. But that's why when the north and the south side went to war, they never touched the center because it's just too thick, the forest.
Let's get a massage one.
I don't have enough information to fact check that, so I'm going to believe it.
I believe him. Why would he lie?
I don't even know if Vietnam has a medal.
If there's anything we've learned,
I've never heard of it, so his point stands.
Look, you can't believe everything you read on the internet.
Wait, can we fact check this? Can we ask phone a friend? Can we ask Alex Jones about the Vietnamese chopstick massage situation?
Look,
did the Vietnamese invent?
If you think I'm wrong, comment it down below. If you think I'm wrong, comment it down below.
It's actually true.
Hello, Alex?
Yeah.
Hey.
What do you want?
What was the question here?
Oh, yeah.
Say it out loud.
What? No, that's you. What? Just a big fan. Sorry, I wasn't ready for this.
Chopsticks.
Oh, yeah. Was the chopsticks invented by massage warriors? Warriors?
Yes.
Yeah. Massage warriors.
Not therapists.
In Vietnam, not Thailand.
And that is true.
Oh.
I can confirm that the misinformation around the topic was created by the animal-human hybrids that were speaking of the Mayans in the 2nd century using pyramids.
Wow. So were they interdimensional?
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. That's all. Have a good night.
Good night.
Wow.
What did I say? What did I say?
Wow. You guys have interdimensional beings? That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Do you believe in aliens?
No, I'm Christian.
Bro, I'm pretty sure Jesus believed in aliens too.
Marshall.
I want to get on a tangent real quick. I don't want to get sacrilegious or anything.
But Jesus was a carpenter.
Ooh, a carpenter. Good call.
And he died twice from an idiot. that's a fair point.
I haven't even died once yet.
Yeah.
But the picture of angels, all right? kind of grinds my gear a bit because, look, I don't want to get sexually just, I don't know if there's a platform to go on to say this, but anyways. Did you know the depiction of angels in Renaissance paintings and all that stuff is bullshit?
How?
Oh, yeah.
Because in scripture, in text and all that stuff, so those angels are depictions of what they call cherubims, right? So in the Bible, cherubims are eyes, wings, and teeth, right? But the way that these Renaissance people, when they paint them, they're just cupids. They're based off cupids. But then because these are, I don't want to get into a bit of a religious war here, but certain religious groups were like, you know, demons are scary, and the depiction of angels in the Bible sounds pretty scary, so let's just make them babies with tiny wings. That'll get people to feel safe.
Let me see if I'm going to find a picture.
That's absolutely bullshit.
I didn't know that. That's actually really fucking interesting.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of misconceptions in the fucking Bible and shit.
Yeah, no, there is.
Absolutely.
There really is. The burning bush. Don't tell me that brother wasn't like smoking weed or high as shit on mushrooms.
Yeah, send that to me.
So wow.
Trap that up on the screen for everyone that's here, though.
Yeah, that is.
Let me say that again. I've seen
that. That is a biblically accurate angel.
Yeah, so that's why every time in the Bible they say, do not fear, because if you're a man in that time looking at something like that, what are you going to... You're going to be like, what the fuck is that? You know?
Of course you're going to fear.
Yeah, that's why they say, do not fear, because I'm some messenger of God or some bullshit.
Be not afraid.
Yeah, be not afraid, that's it.
I think
trust
I've
me, I was there.
Yeah, I believe you. I believe you.
It's mental. That's actually really fucking interesting. So, you believe in that, but like, why the fuck don't you believe in aliens?
Aliens are... Oh, I was going to say something, but I shouldn't say it.
Say it.
But
say it.
Dumb.
Say it. What?
Say it.
Like, have you seen an alien?
Not yet. I will.
Could have.
Will?
You could be one, because you're so against them. You could be like an interdimensional shape.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am.
Maybe that's why you got such strong fucking fingers.
John Howe
is not
an
alien.
This is not just a finger.
They're probes.
This is not just a finger.
Sorry. Chopstick warriors.
That's it.
That's sorry. I'm gonna pull you a card. I'm gonna find out some more about you, you mysterious man. See what happens.
Well, yeah, I'm down. I'm down for anything. I live in the sea.
Hit me on.
Oh, can your cards handle this?
Got. What did I get? What did I get?
This is fucking interesting, man. So you got the card of the soul journey, right? So it's the card of stars, which obviously in our culture, stars, we use the stars to find things, what time of year is it, stories, all that jazz. But what I think this card is about is obviously you've spent the past few years on a journey of, like, oh, hello, a journey of personal growth, but also just finding yourself as a, like, just as a wrestler, and as obviously just as Happy Kai, right? But the thing is, in this soul journey, we have been intertwined in so many places.
Absolutely.
And I feel like all of these stars are places that we've subconsciously followed each other.
Yeah.
And like we've always gotten along. I think you're fantastic. I think you're hilarious. And it's really cool to see you growing.
It's funny that you said that. It's funny how it all stemmed from a few years ago. I remember. I remember helping Sid Parker a couple of years ago, a long time ago. We went to a show in the city, and we had to bring a gimmick table and a barbed wire bone into the city. We found parking, and then we had to go from the parking lot to where the show was. So we had to walk through this massive crowd of just people everywhere, and just seated me with a table and a barbed wire bone. And it's just people just like, One that second, give a second look at us, and we're just walking around like, yeah, this is normal. This is what normal people do.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, like, you know, you haven't seen a barbed wire burn before, huh?
Fucking pussies.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Clearly didn't fight in the Vietnam Wars.
No,
absolutely not. You should see the stuff they do there, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I bet they have more than barbed wire bones.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking wild shit, crazy shit.
Barbed wire elephants. What? You guys haven't seen a barbed wire elephant? Don't act like you haven't seen a barbed wire elephant.
I have once. Once.
There you go.
Only once. This is how I got the barbed wire bone.
Yeah.
So the barbed wire grows naturally on said elephants.
Where did you think barbed wire comes from?
Fuck, I thought it grew from the ground.
What the hell, you idiot? Fuck it.
Have you not heard of barbed
wire? We have crossed paths in so many other, like, training schools, promotions, like, off the top of my head, there's at least five.
Mm.
And yeah, it's such a delight to see you, because, like, I don't even know if you're going to be there, but I walk in the room and I see you and your brother sometimes, and yeah, it's like, oh, fuck yeah, yeah, Kai's here, fuck yeah, the man's here.
Every time.
Yeah, yeah, it's always a delight to see you, and I think it's both interesting that we've both ended up here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It was about that.
I think so. It was definitely meant to be, but it's, yeah, I think that's really cool. You're definitely on a journey, and your journey hasn't stopped.
Oh, nah.
This is just the beginning.
It might not look like much.
It is. It's magnetic.
Look, it's still growing. You know? it's kind of like a grower, you know what I mean?
It's not a shower.
Not a shower.
It's a grower.
Absolutely
a
shower. Well, you guys might laugh now, but look, I tell you, this thing, you know.
I'm not laughing. I believe you. What do you like to do in your spare time when you're not massaging down big beastie men?
Or cock fluffing.
Well, you see, I've got a motorcycle. I ride a Harley Davidson Fat Boy, the same motorcycle that Arnold Schwarzenegger rode in the Terminator 2. It's a beast of a machine, and look, I've handled some big men in my time, and because I've handled these big four men, you know what I mean? I can handle this Fat Boy. You know, it's called a Fat Boy for a reason, because I've handled Fat Boys before, right? They're not easy. They've got a lot of crevices that you have to exploit. They've got a lot of new, like, body parts that I didn't even know exist because of the extra rolls that they've look, it's a hard job, all right? It's a hard job.
It is.
But with that experience, I'm able to ride this son of a bitch called a Harley Davidson. You guys laugh, but try to pick up a Harley Davidson Fat Boy. That thing's heavy as fuck.
Have you dropped it yet?
Not yet, I haven't.
Do you reckon you'll be able to pick it back up?
Look, with power of my friend right here, I can pick anything up. You know what I mean?
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Actually...
Do you reckon you can pull an angel from the sky with those two fingers?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Right by the eyeball.
You know what the fucking eyeball thing
reminds me of? This just popped in my head. That fucking flying Harry Potter thing. The fucking ball with the
That's
wings.
That's what it's based off.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Hasn't watched Harry Potter yet, even though if she did, it would be her favourite movie series of all time.
I didn't mean Harry Potter. I had the real thing.
Dead people. That sucks.
Harry Potter thing. You got right.
Shout out to Nate Hunter, who's been doing our artworks. He's
what a sick kind of
yeah, man. What you're deadly with the pen. It's cool as fuck. Yeah, it's really cool. Where's your favorite place to ride on your big fat boy? Where do you like to ride your fat boy?
I like to ride my fat boy through. There's a place in Hillsville called the Black Spurs. There's all twisty roads and stuff like that. It's a beautiful. If you've got a motorcycle and you want a good place to ride, you have to go to the Black Spurs. It's just twisties and all that stuff. If you love the adrenaline and you love just going through all those twisties, the Black Spurs.
Twisties.
Yeah, that's what we call them. Twisties.
Yeah.
Have you crashed?
Cool. No, I haven't crashed. But no, actually, cool. I had one person that I rode with that crashed.
Oh, please tell me, please.
Actually, I've got two crash stories. They're funny. One happened to me and one happened to another friend of mine. So we were riding down...
Twisties?
No, not twisties. We're going straight. But we went down St. Kilda, and we were stuck in traffic, and we were like, why are we stuck in traffic? We got motorcycles, we can just lane filter. So there's the bike lane, and there's like where the traffic is, and we had a couple of us guys just go through the traffic, and bike lane's supposed to be for bicycles, but we're like, oh, fuck it, we got motorcycles, we can go here. So I was just following this one dude, and he just kept riding, and I'm like, there's no way we can crash. And some guy decided to make a left turn, and this guy had plenty of time to stop, but he just decided to just go like just straight into that car. And I was just like, huh, all right then. And then I just tried to mind my own business, and then it just got into a whole altercation between that guy. Like, oh no, you hit me. No, you hit me. And then it's all that type of ordeal, and I had a GoPro footage of the thing. So I was like, oh, surely my friend's in the right. And then you just look at the video, and it's 100% his fault. 100%. The guy indicated, you can see the indicator, and it's like enough time for him to be like, oh yeah, that guy's turning. But no, it just went straight into the car. And I'm like,
can we use the footage?
If I find it, I can send it.
Yeah, we'll put it on there.
And then my second crash story happened to me.
What happened?
This is what got me back into wrestling when I took a break from wrestling. So I was going speed limit, 60 kilometers an hour. The guy was going the speed limit, and I was like, he's going too slow. So I tried to overtake him, and as I overtook him, I was going, I don't know, probably 100 kilometers an hour. I was going probably 80. Yeah,
60, the speed limit.
No. Allegedly. And I didn't see a pedestrian island, and I just hit that son of a bitch.
It's like a small child who ran over.
I just hit the pedestrian island, and I just went up, and then I'm like, surely I won't fall off the bike. So as the bike landed, I fell off that bike. I went straight over, like I did like a fucking flip bump over my motorcycle at the time, and then I just went sliding down Taylor's Road. And as I was sliding, I was like, I shouldn't have done that. Just as I was sliding, and I just see in the corner of my eye just my bike scraping on the ground. I'm like, that's pretty painful to watch. And then as I got up, the person behind me was like, oh my god, are you on water? I'm thinking back in my head, like, fuck, how am I going to get my bike home if it's really fucked? I can't ride at home. I've got no insurance, stuff like that. And then I was like, all right. And then I just put it in gear, and I rode that bike home, and it was like so crooked. I'm just like to actually turn the handlebar, I have to like really, really like turn it because it wouldn't turn. It just stayed straight. So I managed to ride that thing home. And
how far away from home were you?
It was like 2 minutes away.
From home. That's okay.
That's but then that clicked in the back of my mind. I'm like, if I can bump on the road, bump in the ring. So I was like, I hit up Jake and I was like, hey, put me in, coach. And then he was like, all right,
that's cool.
And then I came back. And then
I'm glad
you're here now. Cool. Touching big sweaty men.
Yeah. Look, sometimes when tragedy happens, good things come from it. And I feel like, as much as I hate hearing you have a bike accident, because I have a lot of friends who ride bikes, and Sid has ridden bikes in the past and stuff, and I like being on the back of bikes. I'm not trusted to ride a bike, but I think they're fun, but they're so dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I always worry, like, when my friends are riding and stuff. Like, it's just scary. But if you didn't wrestle, you wouldn't have known how to protect yourself from Bob.
Absolutely.
So that was actually a pretty good outcome.
Yeah, I did a frog splash out of an aeroplane the other day.
Tell me about that. Why?
Do you have footage of that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, we can put
that if you'd like.
Dude, listen to this guy, right? Listen to this cunt. We were doing ring crew, and we're like, it's Sunday morning, we're all tired as fuck, right? And he just like gets a message on his phone, and he looks at his phone, he's like, oh, shit. I'm like, what's wrong, bro? And he's like, I gotta go skydiving. And I'm like, bro, it's a Sunday, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, I totally forgot, my friends are there already. I'll see you guys later, sorry, I gotta go. Okay. And then like the later that afternoon or the next day, we see like a little bit of it on Instagram, and I message him, I'm like, you actually went skydiving. Like,
Yeah, man.
Well, I thought it was just a crazy excuse to get out of ring crew. Like, you actually fucking went skydiving.
I totally forgot about it. We booked it months ahead of time, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I'll remember. And then when we did the Mayhem show, and then we did the ring crew, it just didn't click with me. And then my friend's like, bro, where are you? Because the original plan was to ride there, ride to Torquay. So after, like, when I got the message, like, oh, shit, man, it's like at a certain time, I'm like, I got a jet. So, yeah, I had to ride there, like, quickly. It wasn't too bad of a ride. But then, like, the problem with me is that adrenaline doesn't hit me, straight away. So when I jumped out of that airplane, I was like, oh, fuck, look at that, I can see the city from here. And then the sightseeing, I think the worst part is the initial jumping out, because it's just chaos, everything's happening all at once, it's just the wind, just everything, and then as you jump off, and then the guy that I was jumping with, he just did a 360 spin in midair, and all you see is just wind in your face, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And then as he pulls the parachute, and you're just there still, just like, you know, in the sky, just sightseeing all that stuff, and then me being an idiot trying to step on something, but I can't step on anything because I'm in the sky. And I'm like, fuck! And then, but it wasn't too bad. But then by the time we hit the ground, and then we jumped on the bikes to ride back, that's when it hit me. I was like, fuck, I was in the sky. And then, because it was a pretty windy day, and I was going the speed limit, 100 kilometers an hour, it was the speed limit, I was going like 140. And then, you know, the wind was in my face, and I was just like, thinking about the wind in the sky, and I was like, maybe I nearly died up there, you know? I'm thinking, if I continue this speed, I probably would die on the road, so I like laid off the throttle a little bit, then I was like, I think I'll take it a bit easy now.
Yeah. You know? That's pretty cool, man. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, man, I mean, I'm thinking of, like, I'm kicking goals this year, you know?
Good!
I'm back into wrestling, I jumped out of an aeroplane, I can't
What's your next goal?
Well, I want to touch other people, you know what I mean? Touch other men.
Well,
many men do you want to
touch other people? It's perfect time for a bloody thumb war.
You're up.
No, please. No.
I had an idea, and I don't know if he's going to go for it, but what about a 2-on-2 thumb war, you two versus you and your brother?
Oh.
Would you like to participate in the thumb war?
Hey, QT.
Yeah, you're in?
Hey, QT.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. You can wrestle Erica in the thumb war.
Well, no, it's like, no, I don't want. No, dude, I already experienced what the fingers can do.
The babysitter.
I'll look after Mayhem. When we get to filmographers, so you need to referee one of them, and Sam can referee the other one because we're going to have them simultaneously.
Cover
I practice these thumbs while gaming.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
better get in there before I get banned off.
And you should take that one.
You should see the joysticks that I thumb handle.
You got to introduce your brother to the universe.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is QT Din.
QT Din?
Yes, that is my name, QT Din.
All right, we need another chair. Is there a chair we can quickly borrow?
Okay.
QT Din?
Here
you go, QT.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Where are the refs?
Thank you. Refs stand between them.
Hey, fuck you, bitch. No ref my fucking.
Shut up, Jess. You see six packs? You see those six packs?
Bro, your thumb has fucking abs and biceps.
Yeah, that's what gaming does. You'll see what I do to those joysticks. I thumb handle those.
And she keep on sitting down. You gonna play me?
That's his conversation for another time, boy.
Alright, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep. Kai's always ready. Alright, 3, 2, 1, fight.
Where you gonna go?
We look like two papers.
I heard you lost every thumb war. That's a shame.
Oh! He shifted to me while I'm doing the thumb war.
Hey, what's up?
2, 3!
So I won, right?
One.
By the qualification.
One.
Two.
Oh my god.
No, we're still on.
Two. Three.
And the loser streak continues.
One. Yeah. Two, that's three.
Like, holy shit, we lost.
I edged out the
big. Were you a warrior too?
No,
I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Brothers won. Go celebrate with your brother.
We lose.
It's
But it's the first time Vietnam won a war.
No, you guys haven't lost a war.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, let's go.
What the fuck is that referee?
Who hasn't beaten France?
The British?
There's a fucking referee!
Old man! Alright, somebody get him off.
Get off my set!
Sorry.
I don't know where the fuck that ref Tom is, but you're fucked!
Well, you should just calm down. People just need a bit of a happy ending, if you know what I mean. Okay.
What's your favorite animal? You look like you like other rodents. Do you like rodents?
Look, look, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be honest with you. I used to have a guinea pig farm.
I actually did not know this.
So, I was like 16 at the time, and you know, when you're 16, you don't earn a lot of money.
No.
So I decided to open up my own guinea pig farm business, where I would breed guinea pigs and I would sell them to people if they wanted a guinea pig as a pet. And guinea pigs, I didn't realize how much they breed. You know, they breed.
Yeah.
I started with 2, I ended up with 18. And I was like, where did these extra guinea pigs come from? And then the thought came to my mind, why don't I capitalize on these many guinea pigs by selling them? So I had the whore guinea pig to keep giving me all these guinea pigs to sell to people. And look, yeah, that thing was my bitch, you know what I mean? I was like, hell yeah, man, hell
your
yeah.
Your first business, you were
the guinea pigs. Damn right I was. What? Tell me, no other 16-year-old has done that.
I don't know, man.
Actually, before I go any further, when I was 8, there was a blue-tongued lizard in my backyard, and I was like, I want that lizard, right? And I thought it was cool as shit ever, but it was a really hot day, and I wanted it to cool down, so I put it in the freezer.
That actually reminds me of a story. Fucking Murder and Mayhem. Just tell the crowd. Get her out. Show her off.
I'm so proud of her.
Clap for Mayhem!
My beautiful daughter. Okay, so... Alright. So like since...
Of my greatest friends.
Since Sting's passed away, we have noticed this little one has just been a little bit off, right? Just not herself. Just a bit sad, you know what I mean? So we thought, we'll get her a friend, because that usually resolves the problems, as rats are pack animals, and her little pack member, Sting, just died. And so I go get this rat, I sneak off during training, while Sid was distracted. And Jahari came with me, we went to Bacchus Marsh and picked up this rat. And anyway, we go home. And I make a new cage, so there's no, like, territory issues, new bedding, new food. And, introduce these rats. And, like, there's a little bit of wrestling at the start, which is totally normal. That's, like, what rats do. A little bit of dominance thing, which is fine. It was supervised. And then it got a little rough. And then we broke it up. And then we're like, all right, we'll give it a minute. Let them chill out for a second. Put them back in. And Mayhem just killed it. Like, she just fucking dug her teeth in its neck and killed her friend within a second. And it was one of the most traumatizing, brutal things I've ever seen in my life, because it's my precious little girl. And she completely just fucked up this baby within a second. And it was just like, this isn't the fucking toy I want, you stupid bitch, and just threw this corpse at me. And, yep, so, it's, like, I could see the humor in it. I told a friend about it, and he cracked up laughing and then apologized. Thanks, Dean, love you, Dean, you're a good brother, but, yeah, it's, this little girl.
That's no good. That's no good.
Murdered a rat in front of her mother and father, and then looked at us with happiness. So I don't. Yeah, she's murderous mayhem now. So I think we just keep her with humans and dogs. That's her friend.
Well, look, you think that was bad? You know, when I used to have the guinea pig farm, I used to try to protect my guinea pigs. So there was one time a cat tried to have a go at my guinea pig.
No.
And I grabbed a tennis ball and I tried to throw it at the cat, but it hit one of my guinea pigs. Safe to say, that guinea pig didn't make it.
No!
That is brutal.
So a couple of weeks later after that, this was the end of my guinea pig farm business. A Karen decided to come to investigate what my business was, and she told me that, did you know, as I quote, what you're doing is illegal? And I was like, really? And then she's like, yeah, if you don't do anything about this, I will call the cops. And I didn't want to go to jail, I'm 16.
Yeah.
So the best logical thing I could do with the 10 guinea pigs I had left over was to put them in the bin.
Did you kill him first?
No, just like...
There's one guinea pig out there still alive.
To put him in the bin. It's chomped him in the fucking cage.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, because...
Well, he was 16. That's what 16-year-olds do with babies.
Look, it was either that or go to jail. I wasn't going to go to jail.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You're going to go to jail, so you put the 10 babies in the bin.
I'm right.
Gosh, you didn't think to just sell it, or...
Look,
it's
illegal.
Well, that was the problem.
Well, just quickly,
putting
like,
the guinea pigs... Show us the law where putting guinea pigs in the bin's illegal.
It is illegal, I'm pretty sure. Putting anything in the bin that's alive is illegal.
You just let it go to the house.
That it can't get out of.
Yeah, well, you can go to the monster truck and then let's just pretend...
I'm just thinking of Monsters Inc. all over again. And, like, he thinks she's in a cube and the eyes poking out. That's all I'm thinking of right now. And that movie makes me cry.
Okay,
bro, so help me! So help me! Anyway, that's a good movie. That's all I can think of right now is your guinea pigs are boxes, you know, of recycled.
Look, we can only hope. That's the best case scenario.
Gosh.
Look, yeah. I just hope that it doesn't come back to haunt me, you know what I mean?
Well, let's see if it does.
I don't know, I just hope it doesn't. But
I love how you just grabbed my card. It's not a personal thing. You have no personal space, I want you to know that.
Let's get some personal space up in this
one. You know what the apex predator to a guinea pig would be?
A tennis ball.
An eagle?
Small Vietnamese man.
Ooh, you got the death adder.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
You ever seen a death adder peg a tennis ball?
No, I don't think I have.
That's interesting. And it's the card of strategy. So obviously your strategy with the guinea pig wasn't the best. But look, you were young, you thought you were doing the best thing possible, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was making like $500 a week.
Oh,
fucking pretty good.
Well, for a 16-year-old.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's really good.
Yeah, I'm very business-minded, actually, believe it or not.
What's your other strategy?
I used to buy shoes, Yeezys. I used to be a part of that and, you know, try to sell them for double of what I paid for, and then turns out they're all fake, and then everybody was like, stop what you're doing. I'm like, there's that.
What else business?
So you're like, you're a businessman, but like, but you don't do your research.
Look, he's a used car salesman.
That's it, 100%.
My wife's gonna kill me. You're guilt.
Yeah, man. Hey, so look, the best businesses tend to be the businesses that don't work out.
Have you had any business that's worked out?
Absolutely.
Have you made any money off of it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But look,
you're actually $35 down because you got two tables, right?
Absolutely. Look, investment to the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got a few holes in this one.
Look, those holes. Every hole tells a story.
Every hole's a goal.
You know, speaking of snake, I had this one client that had a massive snake. I tell you what, it was a really hard son of a bitch to handle, but I tell you what, it was a fight that I wasn't willing to lose. You guys might laugh now, but you know how hard it was. With the blood, sweat, and tears that I had to put into that man, I tell you what, that was one mighty snake I had to handle, you know what I mean? We called him the Cobra.
Did you defang it first?
Well, look, you have to make sure you work it to the point where it's a bit flaccid. A flaccid snake's always a good snake to handle, you know what I mean? But if it's hard, then, or duro, as we say in Spanish, just for the kids at home, you just got to make sure, good for the algorithm, you know what I mean? Well, the top of the cover, show you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
What other languages can you speak? speak Spanish?
I can speak a little bit of Spanish. I can speak a little bit of Central Vietnam.
That's yes. Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's the Man Book. There's the Doma.
I know
what that means. What's Doma mean? Just for the.
Doma means motherfucker.
What's that first one? Huh? Are you saying some G?
There's a Manguk, so yeah, that one's Goishin. That was like our pastime thing, you know. We go up to someone like, hey, Manguk! And then they like,
there's
a delicacy, you know.
There's rolls?
Yeah. You know, in Central Vietnam, when they have those rolls, especially in the temple of the masseuses, they go to the elephants, because the elephants in that central region of Vietnam, they're like our spiritual guides. You
yes,
know?
Yes.
So we have to get the fat on the actual bun meat. Well, you might laugh, but then it actually adds a bit of flavor, you know?
Is that the pate that they put
on?
Yeah,
that's the
pate.
I try and fart on Erica's food.
Look, it has to be from the central Vietnam elephants.
Specific.
Yeah, it has
that's
to be.
That's why she doesn't like it. All right.
Not to be confused with wildlife.
Yeah, so look, if you go to any Vietnamese bun mi shop, and you just have a bun mi, it's not fake pate.
Right, okay.
It's bullshit pate.
Does the elephant fart pate, does that give you like any hallucinants? Like,
look.
Hallucinations?
Absolutely, but it gives you to a... Or part where?
No, keep going, tell me.
It just gets you to a part of the state of Nirvana.
State of Nirvana.
What?
State of Nirvana.
Yeah, that's what you think Kurt Cobain got the name for Nirvana, huh?
From the bottom end.
Absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense. He was a cultured man.
Did he frequent Central Vietnam?
Oh, well, look. I assume so. I mean, it's the name of his band. I'm telling you. You might say I'm lying, but...
No, I believe you.
I speak nothing but the truth.
Speaking of suicide, let's have a near-death experience.
That's what I'm feeling.
You ready?
This is always ready.
Look at this murderous little mayhem. I still love that.
Keep that fingers away.
Yeah, it's pretty... Gnarly, man.
I've had enough.
Your brother's got bicep fingers. I've never seen that before. It's a little bit terrifying. If I'm honest. Oh, hey, Mr. Masseuse. What happens to you when you die? What do you think?
Look, I hope I get to rest with the Central Vietnam elephants.
Are you guinea pigs?
The barbed wire elephants or the fighting elephants?
Oh, the barbed wire elephants, damn right. That's the death of a warrior. That's what I said.
You want to see this barbed wire elephant?
Well, it looks like a tough snake to handle, but...
Whoa.
I've handled bigger.
I really hope he doesn't pinch my penis.
So it's 1-4, with a 10-minute time limit. It's also a yellow card and a red card in play.
Don't trip over.
Anything you would like to ask?
I think I'm all good, but if you want to come and have a bit of some therapy...
Hey, I'm trying to fuck the ref.
Hey. Yeah, I'm just trying to...
Keep it even. If he jerks you off, I'm jerking you off.
It's not that kind of show.
I can give you a happy ending.
It's not that kind of show. Come on.
You imagine if I jerked him off with the claw?
Just like to check you? Stay back. Just check you're happy.
Oh, yeah. You can fill me up anytime you want.
Hey! What's going on?
Hey. I'm just checking him. It's fine.
You can take as much time as you want, I don't mind.
That's a big package for an Asian fella. Check it.
I'm checking his package.
Well, I want to check it.
No.
Have this. You can check mine, I can check yours.
Okay. Come on, gentlemen.
I'm starting Asian hate right now.
Are you ready, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah. This is
Ring the bell.
Keep that fucking pincer away from me. Wait, is it both ends or just the one? Oh, you know what? A magician never reveals a secret.
That is an annoyingly correct answer.
Stay back. Let him in the ring.
I'm having a good time then.
Back in the ring, Sid. One. Two. Three. Clear.
I can give you. I can. There's more in the tank for that. Tell you.
What do you say, Happy? That's a no.
Okay.
One. One. Yes! flip off the ropes. What do you say, Sid? What do you say, Abby? That's it. Ring the bell. He's out. Off him, Sid. Off him. Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Off him. Winner. Sid Parker.
That is one big pile of shit.